Shirley, why is health for you such an important dimension of development?
Because in Nepal, maternal mortality was very high. So we all know, even our politics and all these things in one direction to achieve MDG. And now government has signed that, the government has committed to achieve MDG. So within this 10 years, now we started vigorously to lower down maternal mortality. So we did many things for that. We have developed pre-delivery scheme, cash transfer for transport. And if pregnant woman does 4 times as per protocol antenatal visit and deliver at institution, she gets even more than 400 plus the transport costs. And we have allocated referral fund for remote districts, even for airlifting, where there is no caesarean section is available. And we are doing it from two sides. Demand, we create demand, and we supply. From supply side, we provide health workers in contract basis in birthing centers to conduct deliveries, skilled birth attendant, and instrument, equipment, and infrastructure constructions. And from demand side, we mobilize that community mobilization through female community health volunteers. We have almost more than 50,000 community health volunteers. They go house by house in the village, and they create awareness, motivate for institutional delivery. Distribute iron folate to women. And we provide even transport. We don't have accessible road network in all districts. We provide stretcher for in hilly districts, and ambulance, rickshaw ambulance in Tarai and Midil districts. And from radio, TV, and other. Information, education, communications are also used to improve maternal health. And we are working from both sides.
And what alignment of factors do you think is helping to achieve health progress?
Yes, we have. We don't work alone. Inter-minister also. We have good coordination with the National Health Training Center to train nurses and doctors for caesarean section, nurses for skilled birth attendant training and abortion training. And we have good coordination with the National Health Information Education Communication Center to give messages from media, TV, radio, and all these things. And we have good coordination with EDPs, External Development Partners, like WHO, UNICEF, UNDP, GIZ, and all the things. With all, we have very good coordination. And regional directors in all sector, in logistic management division to supply logistic, we have alignment, good alignment.
Looking at the progress in health that Nepal has achieved, what's been the most surprising finding for you?
Just now I heard in Mozambique institutional delivery is very high, but mortality is also high. But in Nepal, institutional delivery is not so high. In 12-13, we have only 45%, but maternal mortality has decreased very, decreased. But we have. In Nepal, community-based program is very, very effective, very effective. So we distribute for postpartum prevention of postpartum hemorrhage. We distribute through FCHB on 8th month to pregnant women misoprostol tablet, and we promote institutional delivery. They motivate for institutional delivery, but if it happens at home, then take at home the 3 tablets this type of chlorhexidine for umbilical infection for baby, newborn baby. Also distributed by female community health volunteering. Our community-based program is very good. So even institutional delivery is low, but maternal mortality is low.